Hello, my warriors! This is the Barefoot Warrior. I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Breakfast with Warriors. I am the Barefoot Warrior, and I now help people of the LGBTQIA+ community heal from domestic violence through my Unfuck Yourself program. If you would like to know more about that, please email me at barefootcoach@yahoo.com. So, let's get to it. One small note that this podcast, Breakfast with Warriors, talks about domestic violence and all the traumatic things around that. If you find that it is too triggering and it's too much for you, please withdraw, take a break, and breathe, nurture yourself, and look after yourself, practice your self-care, which, as always, is the cornerstone of your healing. Hello, my warriors. I hope you are well, and I hope you have been committed to your healing since we last spoke. What are we doing this week? What am I going to talk about this week? I'm going to talk about therapy and how it's really important and what to do in between sessions and things like that. So when you go to, you've left this, you know, incredibly abusive situation and you're feeling very numb, what do you do? Like, how do you move forward from that? How do you, you know, you're in shell shock, your trauma response and all of that kind of stuff. And most towns, I'm going to have a stab at the dark here and say most towns around the world have a women's centre of some kind. Now, if you're a man, I'm sure that there's men's groups for domestic violence. There's not too many, but there is, so you will have to do your research around that. I have a Facebook group that revolves around the rainbow community and domestic violence. So regardless of how you identify, you are welcome in my group. It's called The Warrior's Way. It's on Facebook. I'm not a therapist. I'm a life coach and a survivor. Okay. So when it comes to therapy, therapists, you'll either click with the therapist or you won't. And don't be scared to not go anymore. Don't be scared to change, is what I mean. Don't be scared to change your therapist. Don't be scared to ask the manager of that business to give you a new counsellor. When I was going through my intense therapy, I had victim services. They gave me free counselling sessions, so I went to that. They're all qualified psychologists. I was going to a trauma therapist. I had to put my name down and I waited 9 months to get in. It was the best thing I ever did for myself. And I also went to Relationships Australia, which I personally think is a great service. I've used them numerous times in my life, and every counsellor I've been to has been amazing. So when I was going to Relationships Australia, I had a counsellor. I really did enjoy our sessions. I got a lot out of them. She held a space for me. However, she was not physically well, and her health was preventing her from being regular with our sessions. And as much as I did not want to change the therapist, I needed to for my own healing. And this is links into your self-care. So get to a point and just be really disciplined with yourself, because saying, hey, this isn't working for me, I need another therapist, is a form of showing up for yourself. It's a form of saying, speaking, taking back your own power, and it's a form of self-care. So decide what you want out of your therapy sessions. So the victim services therapist actually helped me get unattached in my trauma bond. She kept on saying it, but it's not about that person. What about you? And that helped me start the process of dissecting and surgically emotionally removing myself from that trauma bond. And that takes deliberate work. My trauma therapist helped me hold a space for myself in my trauma. And she helped me realize that one thing she said to me was, I believe that every victim of domestic violence has a resistance. There's something that they do that says they don't like being in the situation they're in. There's a resistance within them, whether it be going, you know, they deliberately don't do something. There's a resistance. And that helped me go, oh, you know, I did have resistance. I did. That was me. So that gave me the self-confidence to go, right. Because the society will say, but why didn't she just leave? And it's so much more complex than that. So much more complex than that. So then with my Relationships Australia counsellor, I went back into past relationships, and she got out a piece of butcher's paper that, you know, children use, and we wrote it was a family tree and a map, and names of family members went down into my mum's, because that's where I felt the need to go. So I just followed with that intuition and past relationships as well. And I acknowledged that I didn't get my needs met in certain ways. I acknowledged things. I faced things. And we went down that rabbit hole, and that's what I did in my process of therapy. Going to therapy will also help you navigate through the intense and brutal and very unemotional system of the legal system, because if you do take your ex to court, it's horrific. You have to face them. You've got to face your triggers around them, and all of that kind of thing. It can help you. Therapy can help you dive into why you are attracted to these people. And like I said, it helped me process my family dynamics and the effect it had on me and how I chose to move forward in a healthy way. It can help you with your mind, body, and spirit. It can help you process in a different way your emotions around what's happened, around what you've been through, around what's happened in your community. Because sometimes the rainbow community isn't so healthy, you know, and you've been through domestic violence. So, you know, there's all these rainbows and fucking butterflies around. But, hey, my ex-girlfriend, my ex-boyfriend, my wife, when I came out as trans, or my husband when I came out as trans, decided to beat the crap out of me or financially abuse me. And facing all of those things when it's not so... Not a lot of people want to talk about it. So therapy creates that safe space for you. And that's why it's so important. I'll just circle back to choosing your therapist. You know, sometimes you might go one or two times and you go, I don't like that person. I need somebody else. So go find someone else. Don't give up on yourself, because going to therapy is a form of self-care. You know, and then you can get educated in your own emotional intelligence, in how you work as a person, in what you need within a relationship, in what your boundaries are, And, you know, and you might want to do a course. When I looked around for a lesbian course, I found one, and I did it. And I had to pay it off. I was on welfare. And that person allowed me to do that course. I also have a course that I have written based on my own healing. If you would like to know more about that, email me at barefootcoach@yahoo.com. Message me and ask more, and I'll send you a brochure around that. It's worthiness, enoughness, being lovable, your needs, emotions, boundaries, and values. If you don't know your values and what makes you tick, what makes you think you're a healthy person to be in a relationship with, if you don't know what your needs are within a relationship, why do you think you're going to be a great partner? If you don't process your emotions, you have some pretty bad toxic traits that you need to deal with, because we need to learn to, and our emotions, we need to process our emotions. We need to acknowledge how we feel about shit. In my course, you'll learn about worthiness and that you are worthy, that you're enough just as you are, that you're lovable. And what got you to not thinking that you are? So if you'd like to know more, just email me and we can, you know, set up a time to have a chat on the phone and I can talk to you about it. Okay? So that's our fourth episode for our third season here at Breakfast with Warriors. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again next week.